It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. We have the amazing Deborah Tavares here with lots of new documents. Deborah, I always think blindly that I can't be shocked by the next thing that's coming up. And every day I wake up and I'm shocked. Shock me. In fact,
I got a new term for what you and I do.
I call it, instead of education, I call it shockucation. Please continue.
Well, I think that's an excellent word, Dr. Bill, and I really appreciate working with you on these topics, because what is true is that so few people can have these kinds of discussions, and why we're talking about this is to certainly open the minds of more people so that they will understand their reality.
Right. And by the way, I want to make a little comment on the side. Once in a while, I'll have some knuckleheads will make a comment against you and the report from Iron Mountain or something else. Listen, idiots, and this is for you out there. You need to do three things. You need to read, you need to weep, and you need to pray. And stop thinking by attacking the messengers that the message will go away. Please continue.
Yes, and I want to underscore the report from Iron Mountain. So for those of you that are not familiar with it, I would highly recommend that you do become familiar with it, because it was a report that came out soon after John F. Kennedy was murdered, and it talks about how the intention to replace war needed to be replaced by something else, and they invented climate change, and they spoke about how it would take about a generation and a half to substantially pollute the earth and blame it on all of us. The report also talks about an annual amount of people that need to be exterminated. So this report is major. There are those, as back in the mid-60s, that did not want this to get out, or much less allow people to understand it was true. But it's most important now that people understand how climate change was invented. And I think it will make sense out of the weapons systems now that are engaged upon us and creating homelessness and refugees, economic refugees and homelessness. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but I want everybody, Dr. Bill, to go to our website, stopthecrime.net. We're continually posting new videos, particularly most recently from local events here in Northern California, about 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge, and events that we personally film and put up for all of you to understand what is already in your city or what is going to soon be coming in your city that you are unaware of. And that is our mission, to create awareness so that you are not blindsided. And I mean that in two ways, because most recently we attended a organization for the blind, and we have that posted on stopthecrime.net. It is called Virtual Reality Headsets, and understand how they're bringing in the virtual reality and the other realities through the disadvantaged or visually impaired populations. And we even discovered smart cities are being built around people that are blind and visually impaired. And that is the goal, to make us all visually impaired. That is the reason for the LED lights and all of the lights that are causing blindness. And I do have another YouTube up. I put that up probably a year and a half or 2 years ago, called LED Lights, a Silent Weapons Attack. I think that was the name of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, go to stopthecrime.net, go to the menu, to the YouTube video channel, and also take a look at this YouTube we just posted, Fires, and Pacific Gas and Electric failed to do the work to reduce fire risk. You're going to see this in action. You're going to see what has happened, is happening, and we're going to keep you updated, because this is the kind of thing that is happening in your city. So while you're hearing the word PG&E in Northern California, always, always overlay that where you are. I'm going to also recommend that all of you listen to the 5G Apocalypse London and Mark Steele. That's another YouTube that we've just now posted as well. Another very interesting YouTube that we discovered was a floating city in the sea, building Africa's city in the sea. Highly recommend all of you understand the enormity of necessary waste and where our tax dollars are going. Another YouTube most recently also posted is called Blinded by the Light, and it is how and showing how society is becoming blind, and as I said, that is a plan. And another video, the Blind Guy interview, highly recommend this as well. Now, I'm going to start with another YouTube we've posted. It's called DARPA Advisor Reveals Conscious AI. And I'm going to talk about that now because it's most important to understand what is happening and how all of these things are coming about. I had heard a long time ago and had since forgotten that the RFID chips that are being manufactured for all of us is being manufactured at Lucent, which is Lucifer Technologies.
Exactly.
At I'm going to give the address, Dr.
Yeah, go ahead.
Lucent, which is Lucifer Technologies, at 666 Fifth Avenue in New York City.
Whoa.
And this is owned, the building is owned by Jared Kushner. Now, I'm blasting this out as an email blast out on stopthecrime.net. So for those of you that aren't signed up but want to look at the email blast outs, please go to the menu and look at the email blast outs, because attached to this RFID chip also is the military agenda and the misuse of brain research.
Right.
And again, we attach that DARPA consultant and how they are speaking out about a very advanced mind control technologies and revealing that conscious AI and supercomputers are used for mind control,
right,
and they're targeting individuals. So, again, we have that YouTube posted on stopthecrime.net. It is from a DARPA European Human Brain Research Project and the Pentagon Advisor, and it describes the neuro-nanobiotic brain-to-computer interface mind control weapons to remote monitoring and manipulation of brain's neurocircuitry, which they say allows an individual's consciousness to be cloned into their very own digital avatar in a sentient world simulation on a supercomputer, a direct link between a targeted individual and their digital avatar exists, so that everything done in real world occurs in the computer simulation.
Ooh.
They go on to say that by manipulating...
otherwise known as the Matrix, right?
Yes. This goes on to, again, this is on stopthecrime.net. This is a DARPA Advisor Reveals Conscious AI. Listen to this YouTube that we've got posted up there, because it goes on to saying that by manipulating the digital avatar in the computer simulation, a person's thoughts, beliefs, perceptions, and behavior are manipulated in the real world in real time. This is remote mind control.
Stop for 1 second. This is a NIOS. We're going to talk about this with Carl Gallups on Thursday. This is the temple in your mind. Please continue.
Well, again, I highly recommend people go to Stop the Crime, take a look at this for themselves. Underneath that YouTube video are many links for additional information that people can certainly take a look at. But
right,
remember, the building 666 in New York, Lucent Technologies, or Lucifer, is owned by Jared Kushner.
Let me stop you for one more second. This is a quick statement. Let's attach proper statements. When we talk about Epstein, I call him Agent Epstein. When we talk about Jared Kushner, we need to talk about Wizard Kushner. No more Jared Kushner. It's Wizard Jared Kushner, otherwise known as the Avatar, trying to set up the Mark of the Beast, which is the final layer of the Matrix. Now, I prayed 2.5 years ago to say, when Donald Trump got elected, I said, is he the Antichrist or the one to introduce him? Let me tell you, if there's anybody that I would consider the Antichrist, the one that's going to be Antichristos, it's Jared Kushner. This SOB.
Well, Dr. Bill, I don't want to, you know,
I don't want to deviate, but we're going to get into this in other shows, but I want people to understand
that
the 5G network, let me insert this. This 5G network is the final invasion of your consciousness. Please continue.
Well, that's absolutely true, and that's why I'm recommending everybody take a look at these current posts on Stop the Crime. It's also most important for everyone to understand what the LED lights are capable of doing. This is battlefield weapons systems that are being rolled out in all of our towns everywhere,
right,
throughout the United States and worldwide. The LED lights are not only for beaming and phased array, direct beaming and injuring people, but also for creating blindness, just the same thing with the LED headlights in the vehicles. There's no mistake, all of this is backed by the U.S. Department of Energy to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions so that we can influence the weather. So we've got to stop being psyopsed over something so absolutely diabolical. Now, I want to go on into some other things, too, because it's most important how we're going to be taken down with the reduction
right.
of energy resources.
Right.
And what we're seeing here in California and elsewhere worldwide is the elimination of natural gas and literally requiring all homes have only all appliances and all connectivity to electrification only. Now, we've talked about that many times over the years. We have a tab on stopthecrime.net. It's called Kiss Your Gas Goodbye. The reason I would recommend that you go to that particular tab, Kiss Your Gas Goodbye, is we show the climate action plans highlighted within the plans that are saying everything will be electrification. We're talking about plumbing, heating, everything. And right now, on the agenda at my County Board of Supervisors meeting tomorrow, Pacific Gas and Electric is presenting a plan to pay the county for eliminating a gas line. So it's most important to stay abreast of the kinds of payoffs that your cities are taking for reducing access to your resources. And I can only say that I'll report on the status of that, but I want to go over some other things that will be part of the meeting that I'm attending tomorrow, and it's diabolical. I've covered this many times in the past, but this is really important. As we are forced into electrification only, and that not only includes natural gas hookups in your homes, we're talking about petroleum and also diesel being eliminated. I was looking at some articles out of
Ireland. They probably want to eliminate biodiesel too, right?
Please they continue. Do. They want to eliminate everything and move us over into electric cars. Now, of course, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that the manufacturing of electric cars, it requires far less labor because there are far less working parts. So we're going to have an enormous disruption in the auto manufacturing industry, many hundreds of thousands of layoffs. So we're seeing all of this being set up right now with the various auto plants that there have been walkouts right now. I don't want to not say this. I'm going to throw this out right now. I didn't know this until yesterday, that there are well over 2 million acres that have burned in Alaska. Did you know that? Back in July, over 2 million acres, multiple lightning strikes. So you can look this
well,
up.
Well, if not lightning strikes, it wouldn't not just lightning. Remember, I got my military service guy connected to work on my computers up there. Last year, there were so many drones with directed energy weapons or DEW weapons firing and starting fires, they couldn't even get the helicopters to drop fire retardant. So yeah, there's natural extra lightning strikes from what they're doing to manipulate the climate, but they're actually starting them like a fire, like a match, with DEW weapons directly on the forest floor. Amazing,
that's exactly right.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bell provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
welcome back. And by the way, I got a good announcement, Deborah. I can convert all of our videos through the YouTube beta now and get out through even more social media, so we're going to give more exposure. You've got some great stuff on your site. Man, I'm telling you, you're like the Energizer Bunny for truth. And
well,
by
Dr.
the way,
Bill,
I want to make this final comment before I finish. There's one guy, I'm not going to mention his last name, first name Ed. Smarten up, idiot. If you out there think you know more than Dr. Bill Legal and Deborah Tavares, get a life, okay? Research things, research it, and read. And it's not just one document. It's so damn many documents. There's a process in masonry called hoodwinking. The World Watch Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations documents, the Foreign Affairs Journal, you can get so many documents that tell you straight up exactly everything in nauseating New World Order detail what they're going to do, and you don't believe it. It's like, and in fact, this is how they prove to you that you're cannon fodder, is you're stupid enough not to believe what's in actual bold writing. In so many ways, you'd have to be a moron not to believe it's true. So shut up out there thinking that you know more than us. You don't. And smarten up and pray and start preparing for what's coming, because what's coming is not future, it's now. It's the now world order, not the new world order, isn't it? Please continue.
Well, what we are finding is the unbelievable, and we have to support one another, not drag one another down. And so I would certainly hope that people would start rallying and start looking at the reality that they live in. But
right.
I want to go on, because tomorrow is the two-year memoriam of the attack, the fire attack on October 8th of 2017
right.
in Santa Rosa in Northern California. And what has transpired since the attacks? Well, I will tell you, our communities certainly are not the same. Many lots are still vacant. FEMA over-excavated and has cost people more than their insurance will reimburse them in areas on sloped hills where the reconstruction of footings and foundations is costing more than the insurance it will cover. So there are many homes not being rebuilt right now because of FEMA's over-excavation, which was intentional. Many people last week also in the burn zones received bills from the county tax assessor or through the county tax assessor's office here in Northern California, showing that their insurance only covered, and this is just an example, let's just say their insurance covered $50,000 of lot clearing after the fires. And then, of course, FEMA has now charged the county triple that. And so there's a difference of maybe $100,000 on individual bills. And these bills are being sent out to the burn victims to show what the county is going to have to pay over and above what was reimbursed to them from FEMA. So we've got this occurring right now as well. It's added trauma for the burn victims because they're receiving bills that ultimately, at this moment, they don't have to pay back directly and personally. But of course, we know that this will be literally spread across the property tax base, not only in California, for all of you that are listening. This will become a federal debt because the FEMA is the Federal Emergency Management Association, and they're connected with the cabal. They are.
Let me insert something very important. Did you know that your Social Security check is not issued by the U.S. government? It's by the IMF. Did you know that FEMA and these other people are run by international proxies through the United Nations already? Were you aware of that?
Well, I hope that everyone listening certainly was, because that's absolutely the case.
Right.
So we're going to continue to talk about the memoriam of the war of fire, and now
right.
fire as a big business. Because, again, what we've seen here and what is ongoing visually is diabolical. We were told that Sonoma County, specifically Santa Rosa here, again, 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge, is one in the top 10 numbers for homelessness. And what we're now hearing is some resolutions going through different cities, such as in Bakersfield in California, and they're proposing the solution for the homeless people by throwing them into prison. So
right.
What are we talking about? We're talking about an added business model. Not only fire as a business, but burning down people's homes, causing severe depression, and literally they're becoming fire. They're becoming war victims, refugees.
Right.
And the LA Times has reported that the arrests of homeless people and charging them for misdemeanors and potential trespassing and being thrown into a cage might be a little overboard. But nobody is fighting this. People want the homeless people off the streets. And they say that this... they go on to say that the plan is being spearheaded by the Kern, K-E-R-N, County Sheriff Donnie Youngblood, and Kern County District Attorney Cynthia Zimmerman, and has a lot of support. Many of the advocates of such the plans to imprison homeless people are ignoring, and they're not ignoring, of course, but they're saying this in this article, are ignoring the insane costs of incarcerating thousands of people for trespassing. And sadly, no one's opposing any of this. So the idea of using the criminal justice system to attempt to solve the homeless problem has been an ongoing rise and increase in California. And Orange County, you'll like this, Dr. Bill, Orange County announced that they will begin arresting people for being homeless in the wrong part of town. As stated above, exactly how they will know a person is homeless remains unclear. But this is something also very disturbing. I think all of you would be disturbed that there are some provisions that have been established to remove homeless people from the streets. And in some areas, the police will immediately arrest people for being homeless. In other areas, however, the police will have to first tell the homeless person that they have the option of being forced to go to a shelter. If the person refuses the shelter, then the police can arrest them. Oh. And this is very, very concerning. It appears that instead of addressing the problem, it not only appears, we're seeing now...
Well, yeah, but this is part of, remember, one of the things that I did, I got to divert for a second. I gave to each city, when I went to 42 cities in Israel back in 1998 with the Prophecy Club, when I went to Portland, Oregon, I gave two prophecies. One, I saw a rail yard where they were actually welding in a false floor and rail shackles for people to be put in these former rail cars for moving cattle before they get slaughtered. These are actually slaughter cars for humans. If you don't think they have civilization camps for 14-plus million Americans and slaughter machines all set, in fact, do you know the guillotines that they brought in here are manufactured in China? Do you know the primary means they mean to execute you is a guillotine? And
yes,
the Chinese have been a manufacturer for the last 25...
as food.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. People have to understand what's going on here. This has passed multiple administrations, Republican and Democrat, and is going on despite our government, because our government is, to a great extent, a distraction. Look at the news media.
Well, I want to say
right now,
Dr. Bill,
yeah,
in the five-part video series that I did in London that's
right
up on StopTheCrime.net discussing how genocide is legal,
right,
we talk about the executive orders that talk about the FEMA camps that you've just discussed right now.
Right. Right.
And how we will.
And they're real.
Taken.
They're not like anybody else who's on Dr. Deagle. You're crazy. Shut up. Damn it. These are real. I got pictures, photos. I got intel. I got everything.
That's
and
right.
I'm so sick of the fact that people think it's not real. In fact, I even had, almost 20 years ago, I even had U.S. postal offices and Walmart facilities where they're getting ready for triage in Walmart and U.S. postal offices where they actually gave me the actual designs of the triage compartments inside the U.S. postal offices. Large distribution centers, as well as Walmart, that they're converting. Did you know that?
Well, the U.S. Post Office is run by the CIA.
Of course.
Everything is being monitored, and they will be used as a center for
Look at Amazon. Do you know that last week DHS announced, and you'd see it on Drudge, that they're actually merging the biometric data from the U.S. government Department of Homeland Security on Amazon's biometric database? Did you know that? And they're using their technology. Amazon, another tentacle of the beast.
Well, Amazon is a world controller, along with Google and others, of course.
Exactly.
That is what is controlling the world. But
right.
I wanted to continue with the homelessness, because the majority of people that are listening are either going to become homeless or will know people that will be homeless. And you have to understand that now people that are trying to assist the homeless are also being punished. Here's an example. There was a family in San Francisco that converted 12 properties that they owned into 49 housing units. And over about a decade, they were able to increase housing for low-income and disabled veterans. And because they split the units into much smaller ones, they're now being told by the city officials in San Francisco that the property was not zoned for that many houses, so they shut down the operation. Now, certainly many of you could appreciate that you do need to meet some zoning requirements, but the city is not providing any housing. And one of the most oft-reported phrases by those who advocate for the arrest and mistreatment of the homeless people is, why don't you let them live in your house? Well, I can tell you this right now. Here in Northern California, there are many people that know good and decent people that are living in their cars because they were burned out, flooded out, or because of rents and the fact that many of the houses here are vacation rentals run through Airbnb, which is intentionally destroying local rental housing for people on a monthly basis.
Yeah, well, they have regulations set up. For example, they could put prefab housing together for these people, which would be nice, like a super trailer or a prefab house, in a matter of months. And we could have funding set up so it would save people from disaster. Now, there's three groups. People are down and out, that we want to give them housing. People mentally ill, we need to send to a facility. And people are drug addicts, should get therapy. Problem solved. They don't want to solve the problem. They want a disaster because they want to spread this eventually. Let me finish. And they want to kill us. Eventually, they want to come to your home. They want to seize your guns. They want to force vaccinate you. And if you don't submit, you're going to a civil detention camp to be executed. If you think I'm making this up, you're an idiot, right?
Well, that's absolutely true. So what they're doing now is they are also shutting down churches that have also attempted to help homeless families live on their properties. And they're being told
they're trying to go after the churches.
That.
Yeah, the churches just need to defy them, and they should have armed guards out there and actually defy the police to actually interfere, or even the sheriff's office. Guarantee normal American decent citizens won't. Only a tiny minority that will actually shoot on American citizens, and we need to execute these son of bitches. If they go and start using violence, if they want to start violence against American citizens, whether they're SEALs or whatever they are, or former Marines, we're going to take them down, okay? So most, I work with the military all the time. Our military and our police and our sheriff's office will not do this against American citizens. That's why they brought in foreigners. I know about foreign troop operations in Colorado back 25 years ago, with the United Nations, German, Chinese, and foreign troops from other Eastern Bloc countries training on American soil on purpose so they could actually jail Americans with advanced weapons, both advanced guns and advanced scalar weapons, to take us down. And they have all kinds of United Nations trucks to say they're UN. They're not UN. They're world order, okay? And they're foreigners. They're not even Americans that are trying to do this to Americans. That's what's coming, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be coming, absolutely, and along the way of all of that is more unthinkable encroachments upon everybody, identifying people as mentally ill. I ran an article that I blasted out on StopTheCrime.net about a week ago.
Mentally ill, if you have your finger on the trigger and they're trying to shoot or vaccinate you, you're mentally ill because you won't submit. How's that?
Well, I'm going to talk about this when we get back.
When we come back, yeah, absolutely.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo.
Well, Deborah, you know, sometimes when I watch the news, I almost feel like that old comedian, Flip Wilson. I feel like, woo, Lord. It feels like the lick of the flames is licking my butt. I'm thinking,
well,
when
Dr.
I watch
Bill,
the news every day, I can't
about,
believe it. Yeah, let's get
yeah,
into
I
it.
I want to talk about Cal Fire. In fact, I want to talk about all the agencies that presumably are helping defend against fires everywhere worldwide.
Right.
Not only in California, although I will be right now referring specifically to Cal Fire. What I want and need everybody to do to understand what we are talking about so you'll understand the facts is you can type in for yourself the fire agencies. I typed in Cal Fire and climate change programs. And here's what it says. This is an excerpt from the link. The increase of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere is contributing to global warming and other climate changes. These effects are likely to impact the health of the forests and rangelands, the goods and services they provide, and the well-being of people who inhabit and use them.
Right.
CAL FIRE is working at local, state, and national levels to protect and manage forests so that they can continue to provide net greenhouse gas benefits and so that they can reduce impacts to forests and those climate changes already taking place. They're also saying that healthy forests have an important role to play in addressing greenhouse gas emissions. What
right.
they never will tell you is that there is intentional destruction and devastation of the forest. CAL FIRE is part of the enemy. They are on board to kill us with fire, just as you were saying, fire lapping your rear end. So let's talk about this, because CAL FIRE now has a sneaky burn-em-up plan, and they're enforcing climate change policies and the use of weather weapons and deep ecology principles. And this is going to be posted as a blast out on stopthecrime.net. And this is what we're talking about. We discovered that CAL FIRE has stated that they are going to be fighting grass, and they're going to be cutting grass down. Now, this is a necessary waste, because that's not how the fires are being started here. They're being dumped with accelerants, and then they're using directed energy weapons, lasers, dry lightning strikes, droughts, all types of weapons technologies to start these fires. So hidden behind the illusion and deception that invasive grasses, they're saying now, both native and non-native, are the predominant cause of fires in California. And now CAL FIRE is planning to rip out the vegetation. So we're going to have firefighters now ripping out vegetation as a cover for how fires are really being started. And this is, of course, to hide the truth. These fire agencies are hiding the truth.
Right.
CAL FIRE is using vegetation removal as a disguise to hide the arsenal of technologies deployed to set the stage for continual massive fires, because fire is a business. And again, I was talking about the fact that CAL FIRE supports climate change policies and is a predator of false science and is working for the overlord's massive land grab and depopulation
right.
agendas. Yes, your fire agencies are doing this, folks. This is no joke. You type
right.
in your fire agency followed by climate action plans, and you will find they are reducing greenhouse gas emissions to slow down the weather. Hello? Where and what is the conversation about geoengineering? We know climate change is weather weapons, and CAL FIRE is masking the truth, and so are your agencies, and they are letting us burn.
Right.
And CAL FIRE and all the other agencies are promoting and working for the controllers, not us. We must ask ourselves, how could so many fire employees be duped into believing they are fighting normal fires or even fighting fire at all? Fighting what? How can anyone think that the kind of fires that technologies are causing are normal? CAL FIRE has admitted the 2017 and 2018 fires here in Northern California have burned hotter and faster than previous fires. So why aren't we or they asking then, what kind of fires are we fighting? No one is asking those questions, because we all know that weather modification, aka geoengineering, is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate. And the CAL FIRE employees that truly believe in what they do, and that's a huge concern, or it should be to you, that they believe that they're fighting fires, you should be very concerned, because these people simply cannot do their job if they don't know what the facts are of their job and what is really happening. Their ignorance is dangerous for all of us who rely on fire departments to do their jobs. This is dangerous. So don't wait for the firefighters. All they are doing now is ushering in evacuation plans for your safety and harboring the lies of Rothschild through your utilities to cut your power off during red flag warnings, which are defined as being low humidity, very hot weather conditions, and wind. No one ever mentions the fact that during that red flag fire warning period of time, we are heavily chemtrailed to lay out new, fresh accelerants so they can just bomb the heck out of us and create fires. Because we have to realize and always remember, our eyes are useless when our minds are blind, and that's what's happening. And we have to understand the deep ecology principles and how that's intended to limit human use of resources to only what is vital to sustain life itself. This is exactly what is happening. Resources are being eliminated. And we're seeing this on the agenda at the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors here in Northern California tomorrow. We're seeing predatory loans, PACE, P-A-C-E, and HERO, H-E-R loans, and many other loans that the cities must consent to so that all of the people within those cities can then apply for retrofitting loans to address climate change in their homes. Now, these loans I talk about in that five-part YouTube video series, Genocide is Legal on StopTheCrime.net, because why this is so utterly important is that Rockefeller has created these loans that supersede your mortgage. So in other words, your tax collector can foreclose on the property by Rockefeller in much more expeditious time than it takes for a normal foreclosure of your land. This is a massive land grab. I'm going to read some of the comments in the report that I am actually going to go and watch tomorrow being delivered at my county. And I would suggest all of you understand this is happening in not only your counties, but your cities. And this is worldwide. So here's an example. California statewide communities developed authority open PACE program to finance energy efficiency, water conservation, and seismic strengthening and improvements. Now, I want to tell you, if you don't take these loans and retrofit or seismic strengthening improvements, they will eliminate your insurance coverage. We will ultimately lose our properties by not consenting to these predatory loans and increasing and creating and changing and implementing upgrades into our homes. Again, these loans are to finance energy efficiency and water conservation. This, when we have primary water, they're reducing our water access. So they have another fund called Clean Fund, which will coordinate with the tax collector's office for the inclusion of the tax levy and repayment for the subject property's tax bill. Breaking that down in simple English, your local tax collector will follow up on any non-payment to Rockefeller through these loans and foreclose on your property. These are third-party property-assessed clean energy loans based on fraudulent science of the New Green Deal that's not new, not green, and is not a deal, and has rolled out and has already been approved in all of your cities worldwide. These are executive orders to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
What happened, Deborah? We lost your connection.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, I don't hear Deborah. Go ahead, Deborah. Doesn't surprise me. When you're on a roll like this with Deborah, the powers that be don't want you to hear all this stuff. It's actual facts. It deals with insurance, de-insuring you, stealing your property. It's a property grab by globalist bankers and insurance carriers. Deborah, are you back? We have a couple minutes left. Do we have Deborah? Oh, it was a real knockoff. Okay, well, doesn't surprise me. This is what happens, you see. I want people to understand this. When we put out videos and social media and so on, we put a lot of work into this. After I do my three-hour show, I spend 2 hours putting up through all the social media, YouTube, etc., and now we have YouTube Beta, my radio station. Do we have Deborah?
I'm back on, Dr. Bill.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
I do. It was a New World Order. The New World Disorder.
Well, everybody then needs to hear what I was saying, and this
yeah,
will be
repeat
a
it.
Reason
Re-
why
repeat
I
it in extension. Repeat it and extend, please. You got a couple minutes left.
Yeah. Okay, so I was reporting on the fact that our cities and counties have approved for us and given consent to predatory lending loans through the Rockefeller Institute and through the international bankers. And these loans come under many names, but these loans will be required for you to retrofit your homes and change out everything that is not energy compliant within the climate action plans. I've talked about this many, many, many times, but understand this is a takedown. This is asset stripping of your literally of your properties, because you will have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars in retrofitting. And your counties and cities have brought this down upon you and in and over your threshold. So these are PACE loans, and we're being told, and I was telling all of you, that Clean Fund will coordinate with the tax collector's office for the inclusion of tax levy and repayment for the subject property's tax bill. In other words, these loans are tied to your property taxes. They supersede the collection capabilities of your mortgage, where your mortgage, if you go into a non-payment and foreclosure, it takes months to foreclose. These Rockefeller loans are above the mortgages. They can foreclose in a very short period of time. This is a massive, massive land grab through predatory lending, suggesting that if you change out all of your appliances in your on your properties and change everything to electricity, eliminate gas, that you will change the weather. Come on, let's start thinking, because we're being taken down. And I can only say this is in the documents. They tell us that there are multiple actions to create property assessment.
Let me tell you what kind of weather they're talking about. If you were a shrimp, you would be asking the chef whether you're going to be flambéed or sautéed. That's the only weather that's going to be changed. Whether you'll be flambéed or sautéed for dinner. Not the real weather, the external weather.
Sadly, they're cooking more than shrimp these days.
Yeah, they're cooking us.
Yep.
Cooking up evil.
They absolutely
are. Lying pieces
are.
Of non-human transgalactic garbage. How's that?
Well, even
demons.
For us, Dr. Bill, these are all so unthinkable.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.